Blog Talk Radio.
Insights from the Couch. I have said this before, and I will say it again. Relationships can be the source of the most wonderful things, such as companionship, a best friend, love, intimacy, support, and encouragement, just to mention a few. And it can also be extremely challenging, frustrating, infuriating, and stressful, all depending on how many tools you have to use, how much baggage you're bringing into the relationship. Baggage that you've not yet processed, that is, because let's face it, if you've been on this planet for more than a decade, you've got some baggage, baby. A lot of people believe that time heals all. Well, not necessarily. It certainly heals some in the fact that you get some distance from the incident and hopefully gain more tools with which to cope with life events. It's actually a bit more like arthritis. You know, people who have arthritis can predict that when it will rain or storm or snow. The ache and hurt, and emotionally, we're the same way. We feel something going on, possibly on a subconscious level, and we get that emotional aching and hurt. So we lash out or revert to behaviors from a younger age, and it feels as though we cannot stop ourselves from reacting that way. Sound familiar? That's what unprocessed baggage will do for you. This is Karen Weary Cole, licensed marriage and family therapist of Insights Counseling Center, Inc. in Orange City, Florida. I've worked with people of all walks of life, from individuals to kids to couples, for the past 20 years. Today, as promised, I will talk about the antidote to the four relationship killers. This is based on 40-plus years of research conducted by Drs. John and Julie Gottman. They have studied every aspect and angle of relationships to learn what couples do who remain in happy and healthy, loving relationships, and what do couples who are miserable in their relationships do. Excuse me. Hence, by identifying these behaviors, they've been able to put together a program that teaches people how to do a happy relationship. It may sound goofy to talk about doing a happy relationship. However, it is all about what we choose to focus on and emphasize, and from there, we create the results we want. So what the Gottmans found out while watching couples in their love lab, which was an apartment that couples would spend the day in and be filmed while they did their normal routine, and then, as scientists do, they methodically went through each video and identified different interactions and their resulting effect. Through that, the Gottmans discovered that there are four types of behaviors that are detrimental to a relationship. They named those behaviors the Four Horsemen. It would make sense that knowing these behaviors would help when you notice yourself committing one of these relationship crimes. You can take responsibility for it, and by learning its antidote, you can apply your own relationship first aid and enjoy the fruits of your hard labor. Behavior number one, criticism. It's so easy to find fault with other people. Our brains are literally designed to pick up on negative things as part of our own survival system. The problem with that is that it can become way too sensitive, and we have to train our brain to notice the positive things around us. Not ignore the negative, but enhance the positive, and the rewards are increased life satisfaction, reduced stress, more relaxation. Naturally, there are times when you need to be assertive and provide input or feedback on what the other person's choices are doing to you and how they affect you. The antidote is what we call the soft or gentle startup. What that means is, rather than tearing into the other person about something you want or need or don't like, stop for a moment and consider how you might be received. By using the gentle start, you're increasing your chances of being heard. Here's an example. I really enjoyed your company when we were out on the boat yesterday. It was nice spending quality time together. when you were commenting on all of the people who were driving irresponsibly and starting to get upset and speak in an angry voice, it dampened the mood and I started to feel stressed out. I get that it was upsetting to you that other people were behaving in a way that put us and other people in danger. It's just that it also put a damper on our time together. It helps me to think of the sandwich method. Say something positive, then add in the thing that you want to bring up. That's the issue that you want to bring up. And end the sentence with something positive, such as have something concrete, such as understanding where they're coming from or a specific thing you want the other person to do so they have something concrete to work with. This way you honor the person that they are and what they mean to you while getting your point across. And specify that it is a behavior you want them to change, not your partner getting a personality transplant. Because if that's what you're looking for, you need to find another person to be with. The second horseman is defensiveness. This is a direct result of feeling as though someone is attacking you and also not being able or willing to take responsibility for the fact that perhaps you could be wrong or have hurt your partner with your decisions and choices. This is one that's more of a male response, according to the Gottmans, whereas criticism is more of a female response. Hence, where women need to learn to use the gentle startup, men need to learn to be influenced by their partner. Maybe she has a point, darling. It hurts. It doesn't hurt to think about it and turn it over in your head a few times before dismissing the idea altogether. And extra bonus points for sure when you fess up and let your partner know you have a point. I thought it over and I can see how you might take it that way. The third one is contempt. This one is deadly to the relationship. When this one is present, the relationship is about to be over. The antidote to this one is to build a culture of appreciation. Learn to develop an attitude of gratitude, baby. It sounds cliche. However, there is a reason why gratitude is spoken of widely and highly. That reason is that it works. Practicing gratitude towards your partner is like putting little love deposits in your love bank account. We need to keep it in the black for those times when life gets tough. Tell your partner several times a day something you like about them. It could be anything. They helped bring in the groceries. They brewed a cup of coffee for you. They called you in the day to hear your voice. It's the little things in life that count. And when we add them all up, the pennies turn to dollars, which then start to have zeros behind them. And we all like to see them zeros behind the numbers. The final horseman is stonewalling, freezing the other person out, not responding. It's like emotional isolation. You start to wonder what's going on, and it doesn't feel safe to be around the person who's shutting down. Do that for very long, and the other person will look elsewhere for love, companionship, and support. Learn how to do physiological self-soothing. This is where mindfulness and deep breathing comes in. Talking with a friend to vent, write in a journal, go for a walk or a jog, listen to upbeat music, preferably no mind-altering substances such as alcohol, marijuana, or other types of pills. That's not necessarily a sustainable solution, and now you're gone from the relationship for an unknown amount of time until it wears off, and who knows how you'll react on the substance. The more you can learn to self-soothe, the better you'll be able to handle all of life's events. And there you have your four horsemen and their respective antidotes. Test them. Notice how you respond and how your partner responds to them, and let me know how it works out for you. You can find me on Facebook at Insights Counseling Center, Inc., or call me at 386-492-0778 at my office, or to call into the show with questions or comments, you can call 646-668-8192. And that's the number for every time that anybody that we do this show. So we will be back next week. And until next time, take care of yourselves, and I can't wait to hear about your experiments. This is Karen Weary-Cole, licensed marriage and family therapist, of Insights Counseling Center, Inc. in Orange City. You take care of yourself.